Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Tzadi. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page Tzadi Hei. We're about to turn on to page 190. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Kishem Mesubim B'Su'uda Gedola, when people are sitting at a large Su'uda, V'ein Yodim Ad Heichon Yagia Kosha Berchas HaMazon, and they don't know how far the Kosha Berchas HaMazon is going to go. They're not sure if they're actually going to get any of the wine. So Kol Echol Mehamisupokim Im Yagialo, anyone who is in doubt of whether the cup will actually reach him, Tzaruch Levarach Bari Priagofen, he will have to make a bracha Bari Priagofen. V'ayin La'el Simin Kuf Ayin Dalot Tzifei Bahago. So the Mishabura writes on page 190 in Tzivkotin Yutes, Tzaruch Levarach, the Mistama Einu Mechavin Lotzeis Bebirchas HaMavarach. Because Mistama, this person who's not sure if the wine is going to reach him, is not Mechavin to be Yotzei with the bracha of the Mavarach, since he doesn't know if it's going to reach him. The cause of Amogin Avram, the Imhamisubin Niskavnu Behedya, if those who were sitting around had specific intent, Im Yagia Lahem HaKos, that if the Kos will reach them, Sheyetzu Bibirchasa, then they should be Yotze with the Bracha of the Mavarich, then Yotzim Baza, then they are Yotze with his Bracha, Im Gam HaMavarich Niskavin Lahotzi Bibirchasa Kol Echa Mehamisubin. As long as the one who made the Bracha had Kavanah to be Yotze, everyone who is sitting around with his bracha. V'chein hiskimu habri achronim, and so too agree many achronim. Ach yizaru kulam, misha rotze lito minakos al smach birchas ha-mavarach, but everyone has to be careful. One who wants to taste from the coast, relying on the bracha of the mavarach, shalo yasichu ad shi yitamu minakos. They should not speak from the time the bracha is made until they drink, so there should be no separation between the bracha that they are hearing and the tasting that they are doing. That concludes Siman Kuf Tzadi, and now we begin on page 190, Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Im ha-po'alim mechuyavim levarich, if workers are chayiv to bench. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, po'alim ha-osim melocha etza bal habayis, workers who are doing melocha by a bal habayis, Mikatrin bibirchas hamozon, they abbreviate the benching, kedeshla levato melechas habalabayas, so they should not cancel out the work they're supposed to be doing for the balabayas. Kate said, how so? How do the workers abbreviate their benching? Bracha rishona kisikna, the first bracha of benching they'll say the regular way. Ushnia posea bibirchas ha'aretz, the second bracha they will begin the regular way, by opening up the Birchas Ha'aretz, which is bracha number 2 of benching, the Kolal Ba Bonei Yerushalayim, and they will include in their second bracha also the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim, the Chosein Birchas Ha'aretz, and then they'll end the bracha with the Birchas Ha'aretz. So they start and end with the Birchas Ha'aretz, which is bracha number 2, but in the middle they stick in a reference to Uvnei Yerushalayim, which is bracha number 3 of benching. Ve'ein omrin birchas atov v'hameitiv klal. And the fourth bracha, which we know is midirabonon, they do not say that bracha at all. So they say the first bracha regular, the second and third they combine together, and the fourth they skip. Ba'medvar mamurim, when were these words said that workers are abbreviating their benching? That is kishenotlim schar amalachto milvara suuda. That's where they're getting paid for their work besides the suuda that they're getting. So they're being paid for the full time, so they have to be working the full time. Aval im ein notlin sochar ella has suuda sho'ochem levab, but if they're not getting paid any other wages besides the suuda that they're getting alone, so then it's not part of their paid time, and mevarachin kol abe brachos kesiknam. Then they must say all four brachos of benching the regular way. V'chein im balabayas meisav imoyim, so too the balabayas is sitting and eating with his workers together, afal pishen notlim sochar milvada suuda, even though they're getting paid for this time, they're being paid beside the suuda, mevarachin kol abe brachos, the fact that the balabayas is sitting and eating with them, that teaches us that he's not makbid, and they can make all the brachos of benching. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Aleph, we said again that the workers abbreviate their benching. The first bracha they say the regular way. The second and third bracha they join together as one. Sivkatan Aleph v'kolel bonei Yerushalayim. In bracha number 2 of Birchas Ha'aretz, they incorporate the bracha bonei Yerushalayim. The after darshinam b'gemara mikra. Even though we darshin in the Gemara from a psukim, Sheyivarech LaHashem beBerachas HaMazon, that we bless Hashem in benching Al HaMazon, the Al HaOretz VaAl Yerushalayim. We have to bless Hashem for the food, for the land of Eretz Yisrael, and about Yerushalayim. Ein Ratzalomer Sheminat Torah Tzorach Lachtom Al Kol Echad VeEchad BeBeracha B'fnei Atzma. It doesn't mean to say that Midaraisa you must have a chasima on each one of these three topics alone, like we normally do. Ela Midaraisa Dai Kishiyivarech Al Shloshtam Bivracha Achas. Really, Midaraisa, it's enough to have one bracha just incorporating the three themes. Ach the Rabbanan Tiknu Lachtom Bivracha Kol Echad. The Rabbanan will mesakim that these three topics that must be mentioned in the Torah, the Rabbanan instituted separate brachas for each one. Ube Poalim, but when it comes to workers, Mishum Bitta Malacha, because of not wasting time, that they're being paid for by their Balabayas, Tiknu Shirak Hazon Yivar B'fnei Atzma. So Chazal Mesakin that for the workers, they'll make the first brach of Hazon regular. Aval Birchas Ha'aretz Ubinyan Yerushalayim. But the second two brachos, number two and number three, Birchas Ha'aretz and the brach on Binyan Yerushalayim, Kevan Shedomo Zulazu, since they are related to each other, one's about Eretz Yisrael, one's about Binyan Yerushalayim, which is in Eretz Yisrael, Yichalom Bivracha Achas. They should join together the two brachos as one. That is the Magen Avraham Abir Divei Rashi. That's the Magen Avraham in his explanation of Rashi, V'chein Kasu, Od Harbe Achronim Ladina, and so to write, many Achronim Ladina. Sivkatan Beis. So besides abbreviating the benching in joining together brachos 2 and 3 as 1, we said the workers will skip bracha number 4 totally. Says the Mishabura, Shezo Eino Ki'im Midrabanan Ba'alma, because the fourth bracha of benching is only Midrabanan. The Akarua Eitzel Apoalim, and the Rabbanan uprooted it when it comes to workers. Bein Shemavarachin Ba'atzman, whether the workers are benching on their own, they'll skip the fourth bracha. Bein Sheshomim Mipiacher, or even if they're hearing the benching from someone else, Hamizamin Umavarach Birchas Hamazon Kisikuna. Elder person is having a zimun and he's leading the benching and he's benching the regular benching. Harei Hein Omdim Umalachton Kishachosim Birchas Yerushalayim. They listen to the first three brachos. When they finish the bracha of Yerushalayim, they leave and they go back to work. Ule'inyan birchas hazimun. In terms of the bracha of the zimun, imu chuyavim poalim bekach olo yeshdeos ben achronim. There is a machlokas in the achronim. If workers who are pata from the fourth bracha, are they going to be chayv or pata from the zimun in general? Ulefi mashakosav is sebeiz. According to what we're going to see in a moment in sebeiz, lo nafkamina midi ledidon. This has no nafkamina for us at all. The bevadai chayavim, as we'll see nowadays, this holding doesn't apply because the bosses are not makbid. And therefore we bench always the regular benching, so it's no nafkamina over here. This machlokes achronim, whether there's zimun or not, nowadays of course they would do a zimun. Ah, however, kishaochel poel imanoshim acherim, if a worker is eating together with other people, v'hugomar su'udasel mekodem, the worker finished eating his su'uda, the other two are still eating, if the other two don't want to answer the zimun with him, he certainly should not be waiting for them to finish their eating. Certainly Balbayas is going to be makbid. His worker's finished and he's ready to go back to work, and now he's going to wait around for other people to finish eating so he could bench. That certainly is going to be makbid on, and he should not wait for the other people to finish eating. And look what we're going to discuss later on in Simon Reish. Pemagen Avram, Sivkotan Beis. Sivkotan Gimel Kishenot Len Sachar. We said one of these words true that we abbreviate the benching for the workers. That's when they are getting paid for their work besides the Suda. The Alkain Tzrichim Lemayer Hamalacha. Therefore they have to hurry up and get back to work. Sivkotan Dalad, the exception, besides if they're not getting paid, besides the Suda, but also if their regular worker is getting paid and they're missing work time, but the Balabayas is sitting down and eating with them, then they also will say the entire benching, says the Mishabura Sivkotan Dalad, the Mishtama Mochalahem. If the boss is eating with them, so we could assume he's Mochalahem and he allows them to bench the regular benching. Says the Mechaber Vaita Sibbez, Vihoidna. And nowadays, la'olam mivarachin kol arba brachos, everybody, including the workers, say all four brachos of benching, she'ein derech b'nei odom achshav lahakbid b'kach. People are not, in general, makbid nowadays for their workers to not say the whole benching, and therefore everyone says the whole benching. Umistama adaite dahochi sochrin poalim, and we can assume that with that in mind, they hire their workers, sheyavarchu kol arba brachos kesiknam, that they are in fact in the bench, the regular benching, and they're going to say all four brachos. Says the Mechaber Vaitasif Gimel, Osir lasos malacha ba'odah mevarich. It is usher for a person to do malacha while he is benching. The Rambam says, V'chein hu la'el sov simen kuf pe gimel. If this sounds familiar, we just finished off a simen a little while ago, simen kuf pe gimel, that says, Osir levarach v'hu osik b'malachto. You can't be benching or saying any bracha when you're being osik in your malacha. So here the Mechaber says the same idea, Osir lasos malacha ba'odah mevarich. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Hey. Osir lasos malacha. You are not allowed to do malacha while you are benching. Mipnei shenira kimevarech b'derech arai umikra. It makes it seem like your benching is just stam. It's derech arai. It's in a very temporary way. It's a happenstance. Vafilu tashmish kal osir lasos. Even a very light activity, you are not allowed to do when you are benching. V'ein tzarech lomar shelo yasok b'dover shetzarech losum libo elov. And needless to say that you shouldn't be involved in something that you have to focus on. You certainly shouldn't be involved in such activities while you are benching. The cost of Ataz, Ataz writes, Sheyesh lizar shelo la'ayin afilu b'divrei Torah. One should not even be looking at divrei Torah b'shoa shemavarech b'chas hamazon at a time when he is benching. Kizem mora al hayos habirchas hamazon eslo rak al tzad ha'mikra v'ha'izdamin. Because that makes it seem like his benching is very happenstance, it just happens to be there, it's not choshev for him, and he's not taking it seriously. V'lav dafka b'birchas hamazon, it says in Mishabura, this idea that you can't do malacha while you are benching is not limited to benching. Hu adin kisha osek batfila, the same din is true that during davening you shouldn't be osek in any other activity, o be'eza bracha acheres, or any other bracha, while you are saying any bracha, you should not be involved in an activity that takes focus, or even an activity that's a very light activity. V'zen nichlal b'mayma terasenu, and this is all included in that which the Torah says, v'imtelchu imi keri, that if Klai Yisrael will go with me, b'keri, which means with happenstance, not in a serious way, they won't be taking my service seriously. Tahainu shelo yu amitzos etzleinu al tzad ha-mikra v'hizdamnis ba'alma. That the mitzvah should not be by us, that they're just derech mikra v'hizdamnis ba'alma. They should be taken in a more serious way. Sifkot and Vav goes on the Ramah that says, V'chein hu la'el so simen kuf pe gimel. And we saw the same thing earlier at the end of simen kuf pe gimel. Says the Mishabura, there it's discussing that you were working first. As the Lashon HaMechaber there in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber says, Osir levarich v'hu osek b'malachto. You can't bench when you're being osek in malacha, so you were being osek in malacha first, and now you want to come along the bench. Don't start benching when you're in the middle of malacha. But says the Mishabura, v'kan, but over here, mayri shemikodem hisra levarich. Here, as the Mechaber says, Osir lasos malacha ba'odah mevarich. Don't start doing malacha while you are benching. So the two opposite cases of the same thing, one is talking about when you're in the middle of benching, don't start doing malacha, and one is if you're in the middle of doing malacha, don't start benching, and the Mishabura ends off and says, v'hi-hi, it's the same exact thing. The point is that while you are benching, you should not be involved in malacha. It incorporates two things. One is if you're in the middle of benching, don't start malacha, or if you're in the middle of malacha, don't start benching. So the Mechaber says in the two different ways, but Zakta Mishabura, it is the same exact thing, that we should be focused on our benching, on our davening, on any bracha that we are saying, and we should not be involved in any other activities. We will stop here and continue in Mitzvah tomorrow with Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daven shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.